And not just fans. I mean, bookers and agents, and they demand things of wrestlers without really appreciating the true risk that happens every time they do that. As for WWE, I'll wait to see how things are handled tonight and on WWE.com to see how they promote this. I mean, it's possible Michaels will wrap that arm up and take part in a real scaled back type match that's really more of an angle. I could see perhaps WWE ignoring this injury all week and having Michaels come out for the match and being very serious, getting to the ring, and have Jericho attack him from behind and just work over his arm and have it be an angle instead of a match. Now, you know, that's risky. WWE's done some of that recently. You don't want to advertise a match and turn it into an angle too often. I think at this point, people who are in on Y would forgive them, and people who weren't, well, they're probably not aware of what's going on, and they might hate Chris Jericho for it and buy into the storyline. So I wouldn't be shocked to see WWE ignore that all week and run an angle on Sunday. It would just be such a shame to book a feud as well as they book this and have Jericho Michaels executed so well and to not get a payoff for it as a company, as Michaels and Jericho when it comes to a payday. The problem is fans are pretty much, unless the injury heals up real quick, they're not going to get the match that they want. That's a foregone conclusion. That is part of being a wrestling fan. Sometimes there's going to be injuries that rain on your parade a little bit and hurt what your expectations are. So, anyway, that's that. We do have results of both Raw and SmackDown up on PWTorch.com on the main listing. And we appreciate those of you who always, all of you, all the time, we appreciate when you do send in reports from live shows you attend. Please don't assume we're getting a report, so you don't have to send one in. We always run, if we get relatively well-constructed reports that aren't going to take, you know, 3 hours to recreate and edit because you didn't use a shift key or that type of thing. I mean, we will run every report we get, and I really value multiple perspectives. There's always, it's just like what I mentioned between Jason's correspondent and Torch correspondent Darren Lilly. Sometimes it's just an angle on the ring that can create a situation where one correspondent sees something another doesn't. So anytime you attend a live event, we really do appreciate you sending a report in to pwtorch@gmail.com. I had a busy Labor Day weekend with a lot of different things going on, but we are getting back into the swing of things now with the Daily Keller Hotline here starting on September 1st. And also, of course, the very popular new edition, the PW Torch Today PDF Bulletin. And we'll get back to posting that most days. That's kind of our goal, is just publish it most days, 4 or 5 times a week usually. But sometimes we'll hit more than that. And Raw, obviously Raw is tonight. So we'll have post-show audio on Raw, both from James Caldwell and I'll do, I'm sure, a Daily Keller Hotline going forward through the week. I did have a chance to watch SmackDown this afternoon and just want to comment on it a little bit. It was built around two marquee matches and the debut also of R-Truth and the new diva, Brie Bella. The main event was Triple H against Shelton Benjamin. It went 19 minutes. I gave it 3 stars. Thought it was a good match. Maybe it deserved a little bit more than that. Maybe 3.25. I mean, it was right there. It wasn't a classic match, but it was a really good TV match. Filled its time well. There was only one commercial break, so you certainly got a feeling for what the match was while watching on TV. It wasn't like a 9-minute match where you see 3 minutes, they cut to a 3-minute break, and then come back and you see the final three. Pretty standard stuff. It seems, you know, I mean, Triple H is going to want to be conservative for all the reasons we talked about earlier, regarding John Cena's injury and Shawn Michaels' injury and Kevin Nash's injuries in the past and being cautious going forward. A lot of money's at stake every time you're in a long match or you're in a short match or an angle, and Triple H seems to be preserving himself, but he's able to do so and have a pretty good match. And this was, like I said, a better than pretty good match. This was a good match. Shelton was good. I think in the end, Shelton got a near fall and the fans didn't seem to pop for it. I think that they just haven't done a really good job building up Shelton Benjamin. And I don't think he did a great promo beforehand. I still think he seems disconnected from what he's saying. There's almost kind of a half a grin when he talks, like, you know, I'm just reading lines and, you know, collecting a paycheck and I'll get in there and kind of do my thing and then I go home. And you do get that sense of the nonchalance that's frustrated management for a while. It seems like for Shelton to really be in the moment, get really into his character and into what he's doing is a challenge. It's not something that happens often for him. Or if it does, it sure doesn't come across that way. And I think as he gets opportunities like this, as the roster gets thinned down and he's got his tenure and paid his dues, there is a sense of WWE wanting him to break out. It's just not quite happening yet. This wasn't a star-making match, but it was a step. It moved him a step closer. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.